When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena,
Los Angeles,
Orange County. This is the world famous K Rock.
Well, good morning. Welcome to perhaps the greatest day of your life, the greatest hour of your life. And we will prove that to you over the next few hours together. Summer hours in full effect. So we'll be on live till 11 this morning. And the great Kevin Ryder, Hall of Fame broadcaster, woke you up for many, many years from this very studio, will be joining us again today. And every time Kevin Ryder is on, for either the 30 years he was on before us or the one time he was on with us since, ratings spike. So we are thrilled to have him back on our show.
We're just trying to find new reasons as often as we can. And then he kind of blows us off for a little while, and then we drag him in here.
Yeah, we pitch him an idea at least every day to get him in here because it's good for us.
And he goes, love it, and then leaves.
And then he does. But today we believe.
Let's do it.
Today, I think, is the day he is going to be joining us for some Lie Day Friday. I know you're thinking to yourself, but it's Wednesday. That makes no sense. Yes, that's a valid point. We were unable to coordinate schedules with the lie detector guy and Kevin Ryder.
Well, the lie detector guy is very busy. It was actually his conflict because he needs to go to the East Coast to do some lie detecting before 4th of July.
Someone's about to find out they're a dad on the East Coast. So anyway, we're very excited for that later this morning. And if you have any questions you'd love us to ask the great Kevin Ryder, you can get them to us on the text line 800-520-1067, or there's a post up on our Instagram, Klein Alley Show. We're putting together the final list of questions, and these ones are, I mean, incredible. We have everything in here from, you know, what he really thinks about the bosses at K-Rock. As you know, there was a very dramatic kind of firing that took place at the beginning of COVID and then the return. And did he come back to K-Rock because he actually loves it here like he claims, or was it just a cash grab? Mm-hmm. What does he really think of Omar? Is Omar the traitor he paints Omar to be?
Does he want us to be fired?
Right, is he hoping that we crash and burn so that he can prove that there's no one else that could do the job like he could? Probably, right? We'll get to all of those later this morning.
Yeah, and, you know, we love Kevin Ryder, and it's been a joy to actually finally meet him because, it was somebody that I listened to for a while and then never actually got to meet face-to-face. And the last time we saw him, he was like, hey, you know, you're pretty good. And I was like, oh, okay. Thank you so much. That's very inspiring.
But he also did claim he doesn't listen. He's never listened to the show.
Yeah, I know. And then I was like, you know, what have you heard that you liked? And he's like, I got to go.
He's like, I just won't listen to morning radio anymore. I did it long enough, and I'm not listening to it. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, nice to talk.
But he's being honest, sort of.
He hears our promos occasionally as they air during his show, so that's the best he can make.
Anyway, he tunes out our promos, but kind of listens.
So anyway, later this morning, in the studio, in the flesh, very excited about that. And there's some incentive for you to listen. Also, we'll continue to hook you up with tickets for you to go to Universal. Got a couple of 4-packs to give you throughout the morning. And I'm sure we'll find a way to get you some more of the ultimate barbecue backyard packs, which includes a tiny towel for your grill and some Jake Shack beans.
Jake beans!
So anyway, we got that to look forward to.
I'm glad he doesn't listen.
I would hate to be judged by a Hall of Famer so harshly so early in the morning. As always, we kick things off by giving you a chance to become $100 richer with Ali's money. We'll get into that in a few moments as well. So if you need to interact with the show, lots of ways to do it. Open phones, 800-520-1067. Text line, first text out of the gate, 714. Shut up, Allie. Legends only.
Yep,
K-Rock.
There you go.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Allie, you're mad at me?
I'm not mad.
You seem frustrated.
I'm frustrated, yeah.
How close are you to calling us a bunch of stupid assholes on a scale of right now?
Not.
You're not?
No. I'm frustrated, though.
Well, what would you have preferred I had done?
Gosh, that's tough. I think I would have preferred you maybe give me a heads up.
I did. I sent the text.
4 minutes before you got here.
Yeah, that's heads up. Heads up.
When I was going, hey, Vanessa, maybe you should call Klein and make sure he's awake and on his way because he's pretty late.
I sent the text. I said, sorry, moving slow this morning. I'm not feeling good. I'm feeling sick.
Yeah.
I'm feeling under the weather.
Proceeded to come in and sound like death and then tell me that it's allergies, which is complete BS.
Could be. We haven't ruled it out.
You're like, but it's either allergies or sinuses. Yet you were on the phone with your wife making a doctor's appointment for your kid who is also sick.
Yeah, well,
so what, does she also have a sinus infection and allergies?
Could be. I'm not a doctor. Look.
Oh, I know.
I just want to point that out to any new listeners. I'm not a doctor. But
just be honest and say, I'm sick. I might be contagious, so maybe bring a mask or maybe take some kind of precaution or something. I don't want to get, I'm going to now get sick right before I actually go out of town to do something
great.
Fun.
Don't have to miss a show. Already have the week off anyway for 4th of July. So
And the air conditioning is broken again, so we are in a cesspool breeding ground of bacteria.
Let me ask you a serious question. I mean this as a compliment to you and to pretty much everyone who works on the show. We all come in here not feeling great because we feel that we owe it to each other and we owe it to whatever people have made the poor decision to listen to us this morning.
Right.
I would love to have stayed in bed this morning. I felt crappy yesterday, started feeling bad. Went to bed feeling bad, woke up, hopefully I wake up feeling good, woke up feeling bad.
And I know that you can't control it. We all get sick, the kids and all that crap, and they're all at camp, they're passing germs left and right, your kid's stealing laboo-boos, she's passing germs while she's doing that, I get it.
Probably karma for that stolen
laboo-boo. I'm not mad at you, I'm just frustrated because I'm like, great, now I'm going to catch this, and then you see the chain continue.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass this on to my wife, then I'm going to pass it on to my kid, then I'm going to pass it on to the people we're seeing on vacation. It's going to be a whole thing.
Listen, this is we work in a very contagious world. We've all gotten each other's stuff before. In fact, even after the show yesterday, Vanessa said to Ali, and I quote, Ali, I sent you an article that I thought you would find interesting. And then Vanessa proceeded to tell Ali the article was about the places that she will most likely catch herpes.
No, the best places to get herpes.
Oh, the best places to get herpes.
Now, she's like, I thought this would be, I thought you would like this. Yeah. I'm like, why?
Yeah. And then Vanessa.
Best places, like where on the body?
Yeah, so Vanessa.
That's what's funny.
So Vanessa gave us the quiz. She goes, guess. Vanessa,
where
what
do
did you
think?
Vanessa, what did you say to us? Guess.
Guess where's the best place to have herpes?
So I said,
and I thought it was obvious. Right. I said, not country.
So I said bottom of the foot because that's easily hideable.
Then we were like, ocular herpes are probably better than vaginal herpes.
Right.
We got into this whole conversation. And then she was like, guys, it's New Zealand. And we were like, why is there an article about the best places in the world to have herpes?
But Vanessa, you found an article about herpes and thought to yourself, I should send this right to Ali because you didn't send it to us. You didn't send it to anyone else.
Well, I just thought Ali would think it's funny.
Why don't you explain your lottery theory?
Yes. So this is how I feel about herpes. Any of us could catch it. Like, any of us could win the lottery. Ali won the lottery. If she has herpes, she won the lottery of herpes.
I think you mean the lottery of STDs.
Exactly.
Right. Uh-huh. So, of the STDs to get, it's the best one to get.
No way.
And I have won the lottery of STDs by getting herpes.
Because it's just like the lottery. Any of us could win it. You just don't know.
Except and I'm the lucky one.
Instead of buying a waterfront mansion in Malibu, you just scratch your vag a lot. It's the major difference there.
And I could scratch it better in New Zealand.
That's right, apparently. So the point is, we're all
contagious. We're all passing things.
And we're all passing things, and we do it for your amusement, so hopefully it's worth it. If you'd like an easy $100, call now, 800-520-1067. You'll be battling Allie, things happening in the news. And if a question involves the best place to get herpes, at least you know the answer. It's New Zealand or your foot. We'll be right back with more show next. Well, nothing more fun than paying the people. That's why we're here every day, killing time, just to give you tickets, give you access, give you cash. And when we don't have anything to actually give you, we make up cans of beans that we call Jake Shack Beans. And we give you those as well. Right now, though, it's $100 of Allie's money, and it can be yours.
Klein has tiny little boo-boos. Let's find out if Allie knows the new-new.
What a beautiful song. You can always leave your custom theme songs on the GOAT line. That number is 844-956-GOAT.
And if you don't know what that means, catch up on the podcast.
Yeah.
We're moving fast around
moving
here.
Moving quickly. I understand why some people tune in, get confused, and quickly tune out. But for those of you that put in the effort, the three-day challenge, usually you say, well, I found my people's baby. Let's say hi to Mioke. It's got to be a typo, but maybe I'm wrong. Let's say hi to Mioke in Newport Beach. Good morning, Mioke.
Good morning.
Is that your name?
Yes, Mioke.
Wonderful.
Okay.
I can't believe I got it right. The name Butcher does not strike again. You will be battling Allie. I got five questions here all about the news. She will sequester herself, leaving the K-Rock studios.
All right, see
ya. All you got to do is answer these quickly, confidently, and accurately, and then we get to pay the people, and that's the best part of the job. So as Allie leaves, get ready for your questions. They will begin in moments, and that moment is right now. That's not the moment.
The Klein Allie Show with new summer hours. K-R-O-Q.
That's our way of reminding you that we have new summer hours. Hopefully you were paying attention. Hold on, I gotta find the intro for it. The intro has somehow disappeared. Let me find it. I don't know where it went. Oh, man.
We were
doing so well. There it is. There's your intro. It's time now for your Allie Knows the News.
Allie Knows the News.
All right, question number one. According to the Consumer Reports, there's a new top automaker in the world, who is currently making everyone's favorite car? This is the new number one automaker, according to Consumer Reports. Just out. Who is it?
I have no idea.
Any guess is a good one. What are you driving next to right now?
Next to... Hold on.
I hope she says lamppost. Come on, lamppost. All right, we're going to skip this
one. I'm surrounded by checklists. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We go to question number two. The legendary actor by the name of Arnold Schwarzenegger has recently claimed in an interview that this of all of his movies is the one that has made him the most money. Which movie made Arnold Schwarzenegger the richest of all of his movies?
Terminator?
Go to question number three. A SoCal fitness influencer was sadly shot and killed by who? Big story.
Her roommate.
We go to question number four. There's a two-part documentary that is about to come out in July on HBO, focusing on which musician? It's getting a two-part doc. Any guess is a good one.
I don't know. Elton John.
And finally, let's just go ahead and make this a little easier. Next week, we have a national holiday. Which national holiday will we be celebrating next week?
4th of July.
All right, finally, she's on the board. Let's bring Allie in. We'll score together. If you're listening along, thinking to yourself, I could get these right. I know the answers. Well, then tomorrow, I hope you do call and battle Allie for $100 of her money. Allie, are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Question number one. According to Consumer Reports, this car maker, this car brand is now the new number one car brand in the world.
They have
decided that this is the brand, number one on the list.
Yikes.
Which brand is it?
Is it Tesla? I feel like that's always at the top of the list.
No, not Tesla. But
Toyota?
No.
Honda?
I can't believe on your month, you of all people didn't get the correct answer.
Subaru?
Ah,
love it.
Number
Subaru.
One, according to Consumer Reports.
I just got a roof rack for my Subaru.
Question number two. No one gets the point, and we go to question two. Still tied up 0-0. You're battling Mioke right now. We go to question number two. Arnold Schwarzenegger says that of all the movies he's made, this movie is the one that has made him the most money.
Oh, wow.
In a recent interview.
It's got to be Twins.
It's funny. She guessed Terminator. The obvious guess to me would have been Terminator just because of the franchise and everything else.
Dude, Jingle All the Way.
That was such a good one.
Yeah.
You would think later in his career he would be able to command more money, get more money. But he did say that Twins is the movie that made him the most amount of money.
Are you
serious?
I'm not even kidding.
That was a joke answer.
That movie, he claims, has made him the most money of any movie he's done.
Why? He's joking, though.
He said it in a very legitimate way.
He doesn't know how to count money.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why.
What the hell?
That's why he was the governor.
It's possible. We got a question number three. Allie's up 1-0. A SoCal fitness instructor was sadly shot and killed by who?
Oh, her boyfriend / husband.
Well, I need an answer. It's not her boyfriend. Boyfriend / husband.
That's either or.
No. cannot accept that. Need an actual answer.
Husband?
Her estranged husband.
Yes.
She was out on a date with another guy, but I think also got killed in the process.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really weird story. And Allie goes on the board up by two now. So we go to question number three. She guessed roommate. We go to question four. Allie's up by two. There's a two-part documentary coming to HBO this July, focused on which musician?
Ooh, I know that Bono, but I think the Bono one is already out. Let's see. It's got to be, oh, Madonna? Maybe?
No. It's a guy that's been suffering from some health stuff recently and had to cancel, I think, his tour, Billy Joel. Billy Joel's getting the two-part doc. And we got
everyone loves Billy Joel.
Final question. Final question, and Allie's up too. There's a national holiday happening next week. We tried to dumb it down, make it a little easier for the contestant. Which national holiday is happening next week?
Things really went awry, huh?
Yeah, they did.
July 4th.
July 4th. Well, she got that as well, so she is on the board. She doesn't leave a total loser, but you don't get Allie's money. And what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock as you fumble through your car?
This is Mio, and Allie knows her news.
Well, the good news is that tomorrow morning you'll have a chance. For everyone on the text line that's being critical
of
our contestant selection. Was that a Vanessa pick or a Johnny pick, out of curiosity?
Johnny pick.
Strong.
Way to throw him under the bus, Vanessa. I love it.
You told me.
I really thought the two of them were going to be like, we will not. We stand by our decision.
It was him.
Full phone lines. That's who they went with. Well, listen, you're always welcome
she
to join
sounded
us.
Hot, which is probably why.
That's probably exactly why. Miyoki, we'll get you on the air right away. You
cool
hate
name.
Time.
I love it.
All right, listen.
I've never met an ugly New York.
We got a decent show to get to today. Our buddies, the Party Bros, I believe it's Chad and or JT, will be on with us to give Allie some advice before she speaks to city council tonight. We got lots going on today. This is K-Rock. K-Rock, find Allie's show. We've said before, if you think of some of the greatest things we have in this country, they have been imported from other countries. We always say, from meatballs to menage a trois, some of your favorite things started elsewhere.
And Subarus.
Someone was smart enough to say, let's bring that right here to America. There's something happening in another country that we need to decide with your help. Should it be an import or should it be an export? And I think that as I look over some of the many things we've discussed previously, Allie, from other countries, there's some countries that have adult-only airplanes, no kids allowed. We decided let's import that immediately.
Amazing.
There's the hire someone that can rescue you from traffic happening in other countries. We believe that should be brought here.
That was like, okay, you're sitting there going nowhere on the freeway and a guy in a bicycle will come up and switch the spots with you.
Certain countries are giving their employees hangover days, hangover leave, where they can go ahead and leave if they're feeling hungover from partying the night before.
That I didn't agree with. That's on you if you have a hangover.
And then there's the countries that everyone knows the hangover is just you fake sick with something else, even though you're hungover.
Yeah.
And then we voted that there's a country that is limiting how long you can say goodbye to people at airports.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The three-minute goodbye. Anything over 3 minutes, you get a ticket. I believe that was Netherlands or something, and we said, let's bring that here immediately. There's no need for the big, you know, 25-minute send-off where people are jammed up at LAX trying to make their flight.
I've never done more than a 1 minute goodbye. And how long does a goodbye really need to last?
Sometimes it's just a lot of hugs and kisses. God. So you're like, where are they? How long are they
sometimes
going for?
Sometimes the goodbye starts over because it takes so long.
Right. You got to do it again. One more for the road.
All right, fine. Let's hug again.
And then there was the parking spots in Germany that they have special larger parking spots for ladies.
Oh, yeah.
And we decided that we should probably import that here as well.
To make room for all of our tampons.
That's right. All the emotional baggage. So here we go. We got a new one now. This one's interesting. This comes to us from the country of Japan. And Japan has got an interesting pricing concept that they are trying to test out. And I think it's something we should discuss bringing to Los Angeles and Orange County. And that pricing concept is a two-tier price for if you are a local versus if you are a tourist.
Oh, so like a restaurant, if you go there, would have one price for a local and then it would be upcharged for a tourist?
Now, I think that we would argue here in Southern California, there's places we know just not to go to because they've already kind of figured out that they have tourist pricing. Like, you know, there are certain places you go like, why would you go eat at the Bubba Gum Shrimp on the Santa Monica Pier?
That's the exact restaurant I thought of. Why would we need two-tier pricing for that? Because there's just one tier of people that's going to that.
Right. And that tier already kind of knows I'm probably a tourist and I'm doing
and
a tourist thing. But then there's the places that locals love, the tourists visit, like Pink's Hot Dog. There's tons of other, even In-N-Out. Let's just call In-N-Out as a place locals go to all the time. But tourists, when they come to L.A., they're like, I got to get In-N-Out. So should there be a like insider pricing for locals where tourists have to pay a little bit more? Because if you think about it, we are in many ways with taxes and everything else, right? We are funding these operations and the tourists come in and we want some of that tourist money.
Yeah, but you also depend on tourist money to help boost your economy, and also you want to incentivize them to visit. Yeah, exactly.
So I don't even fleece them suckers.
Fleece them suckers. That's the pricing plan.
You could also tell tourists anything, and they'll believe it. You're like, yes, In-N-Out is a very fine dining restaurant, and it's $75 for a hamburger, but it's a must try. And they're like, well, okay.
But then you get into an interesting place where people that are tourists start pretending like they're locals, and people that are locals start pretending like they're tourists. Because I don't even know if the way that they're doing the two-tier pricing, the locals are getting the better price or the tourists are.
Oh, no, it's got to be the locals.
You would think the locals, but what if they decide, hey, let's encourage tourism, because that's the whole idea in Japan. They're trying to encourage tourism, so they're trying to actually lower prices to get tourists to come there.
So the tourists would have lower prices?
So think now all of a sudden you've got a guy like me who lives in L.A. that's wearing one of those stupid hats that says, I love Santa Monica, just to try to get a tourist
price.
Faking
a European accent?
Yeah. All right, the Santa Monica?
Where is that from?
I don't know. I want to be very
just
confusing.
So you can go to Bubba Gump's?
Just so I can go to Bubba Gump's.
Sound like you're from Muppet Land.
So the question is, should we import or export the two-tier prices?
Look, I think that it depends on where you're going. Like, for the Hollywood tour buses, that can just be one price. We know that most of the people, 99%, are tourists that are going on that experience. We don't need to do two-tier pricing for that. No, I actually ran into tourists over the weekend when I was going to that birthday party, and there were people from Australia, and I was like, where are you going to go? And they were like, we are going to Musso and Frank's, and we're going to Spago. And I was like, well, those places are expensive anyway.
Right.
Even if you're a local, you're going to pay a lot of money. That doesn't need to change in price either.
Yeah, but what if they added a surcharge, tourist surcharge?
And I've seen that in certain places. If you go to hotels in certain countries, there'll be like a tourism fee or like a tourism charge.
Well,
and that is kind of BS, but you don't usually know that until you're already in that location.
A lot of people claim that Vegas already does this, and I do know that anyone who's ever lived in Vegas, they have their own set of bars, their own set of places they go, that everything is like way more affordable than if you're obviously at any of the places on the Strip that pretty much 99% tourist money.
Right. We've found our own workarounds. We know the tourist trap, so we don't go to the tourist trap. So for that reason, I'm out.
But, you know, it's funny because you go to, like, an airport, and if you're dressed like a pilot at an airport, you get some sort of a discount, right? Or if you're dressed like a flight attendant. I mean, I guess not just dressed like one. You're actually supposed to be one, I think. It's not just dressed like one. But I bet you if you just had a pilot hat on, they'd probably give you the discount anyway. Because I see it happen. I've been in line behind pilots at airports all the time, and they punch in, and all of a sudden the price drops.
That's so hard for me to see somebody in front of me getting a discount that I can't take advantage of.
Well, I can't believe El Chibo didn't think of this. Just get one of those, order a hat. Go to one of those spirit stores, get a pilot hat, just throw it on before you put your order
in. And I got to get one of those tiny rolly backpacks.
Yeah, you got to get one of those black rollers. Those things are great. So here's the question, and we will come back with the results. Just text in quickly, import, export. Would you like the idea, especially if prices went down, because things have gotten pretty expensive here, if they decided, here's what we're going to do. We are going to drop the prices for all locals on whatever, insert everything here. Let's say everything goes down 20%, and we're going to make up for it by jacking up the price for tourists 25%. Mm-hmm. If we're the ones benefiting, I got no problem with it.
I think that it's a slippery slope, and I think you export this. Don't bring it in. But 714 said Disney already does this. They have those discounted prices for people who live in California who live in SoCal.
That's a good point. Yeah, some of the places do it. We don't have a problem with it. We have no problem paying. I'm a resident. I get the resident rate.
Yeah, and then you can show that ID and be like, ha, I'm a local. But then you can also find people who know a guy who lives in L.A., and then you can use that opportunity to use their address, and I've got those workarounds.
There's some
public
golf course on Pico, Rancho Park, I think, and that's another one where if you live within like a 1 mile radius of the course, you get like a different rate than if you are even like one block outside the radius. So we are doing it, I guess. We're just not official doing it.
Yeah, or there's like perks, like if you live on Lake Arrowhead, you get to access that lake, but if you don't, you just get to look at it.
Yeah, so I guess this already happens. So I don't even know why
we're
discussing.
So we're not even voting.
So you know what? Keep your vote. Save your vote for yourself. This has been Import Export on K-Rock. Back in a moment with your ADD news. Then we start giving you things like free tickets to go to Universal. You could be a local or a tourist. The choice is yours. All right, we'll get into your ADD news in just a moment. Then a brand new hour of the show can officially begin. Little Man vs. Machine to get you ready for the 4th. Does humanity stand a chance against the robots? And that plus the great Kevin Ryder in about an hour, back in studio in the morning on K-Rock, where he belongs, I'll say it, on the lie detector test for a very special Wednesday edition of Lie Day Friday. If you have questions you'd like us to ask Radio Hall of Famer and K-Rock legend Kevin Ryder, get them to us so we can get them to him when he's on the lie detector machine. But first,
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
All right, buckle up, baby. The defense rests in the Diddy trial. The prosecution, they called many witnesses. The defense called none. Not even one witness in his corner. Not a Kanye, not a random bodyguard. Not even himself. Diddy did not end up taking the stand in his own defense. But some good news, actually, for Diddy is that the prosecution is dropping some of their charges. They decided to take away the kidnapping, the attempted arson, the aiding and abetting sex trafficking charges. So they kind of figured they weren't really able to prove those. So let's just have the jury focus on the stuff that we have evidence for. He's still got one charge of racketeering conspiracy, two of sex trafficking, two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution.
Come back here, Diddy.
All right, Omar.
Diddy, great guy like Diddy. Shut up.
Why didn't they call
they us? They should have called you up. Yeah.
They could have called me up for the stand. I would have not said
okay,
that on
does everyone road. Rest, or do you want to cross-examine each other's
Diddy, great guy like Diddy.
Oh, yeah?
Come back here, Diddy.
Yeah, see, I'll play your clip. Play my clip, I'll play your clip.
I guess while the jury was not present, the judge addressed Diddy directly about his decision not to testify in his own defense. And Diddy said, I'm doing great, Your Honor. I've been wanting to tell you thank you. You're doing an excellent job. Thank you. I appreciate it. And he said, this was my decision, Your Honor. It was solely his decision and not really, like, I guess he could have. The defense didn't advise him not to, but it was his decision not to. In my opinion, usually when you don't, it's because you don't think it's going to help anything. You're probably going to talk yourself into a corner and screw yourself over. So now I think the process is in the jury's hands, and we'll see what happens with Diddy's future.
Well, you know, the problem here is that if for some reason he is I don't think it'll happen, but if for some reason they find him innocent, not guilty, whatever, you know what that means for us.
Party.
No.
Oh, for a freak-off?
No, not a
freak-off.
A big
freak-off.
No. Our picture goes off the wall at Mel's, and they put his pictures back on the wall.
Ah, are they going to put it on right afterwards? Yeah, I feel like he still gets, you know, it's kind of like OJ status. Like, even if you're innocent, aren't you just kind of, like, tainted?
I don't know where the Art News story is that aired when they put up our picture, but I believe it said in the news that Klein Alley Show decided to go give their picture to all Mel's diners that were taking Diddy off the wall, and that they will remain on until the end of the trial. So if he is some, I mean, I'm just saying selfishly.
So we're going to have to do the walk of shame back to Mel's.
We have to take our picture back.
If he's found innocent, and then bring in a bunch of pictures of Diddy.
Yeah, we're going to have to give him, I think they have the Diddy pictures. Those are just sitting.
Oh, yeah, because the guy said he put it in his drawer
or
whatever.
Yeah, they're like in the walk-in freezer.
They didn't throw it away.
He didn't chuck them yet. He wanted to wait and see how the trial turned out.
He just has a drawer of canceled celebrities. But like, one day I'll be able to bring this back out.
On the wall at the Mel's in Hollywood and Highland, right when you walk in, there's a giant picture where Diddy used to be that has been ripped out. All you see is the edges of that picture and then a tiny little picture.
I know,
of
because ours is so much smaller than the originals.
I think it's still there, though. We had listeners that tag us at least once a week that say they found it. But anyway, if he's found not guilty or innocent, bye-bye. Our claim to fame on the wall of Mel's goes away forever.
Now I'm kind of interested in if he is going to be innocent. That process will suck for us. All right.
I don't want to lose that picture.
I don't either.
It's one of the things I'm the most
proud of. It's our $0 marketing campaign.
Oh, here it is. Hold on. This is them talking about this is them saying our picture will go down.
Hollywood's iconic Mel's Drive-In has removed all photos of Sean Diddy Combs from its celebrity wall. Combs' photos were replaced by a picture of K-Rock's Klein Alley of the Klein Alley Show. The diner says it will bring the photo back if he is found not guilty.
So this is what we have at stake right now. Our picture goes off the wall at Mel's and Diddy goes back on. How crazy.
It's kind of crazy that they're just going to put it right back on the wall.
I know. Like, what's going to happen to us?
All right.
The guy just counted down.
Now, we should get the guy from Mel's on the phone to at least agree.
He probably doesn't even remember.
No.
He's going to be like, what are you talking about?
Oh, that dumb thing? I said that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, all right. I just hope we stay on the
line. Vanessa, get him on, please.
Yeah, get the guy from Mel's on. Maybe at least he can move us to the bathroom or something.
So, you may have heard about this horrible boat accident that happened in Tahoe. And if you have ever been or had the luxury of being on a boat, usually there is one person who knows what they're doing and seven wasted people who are not thinking about anything that has to do with the boat or the safety at all. And that was not the case with this group, and their names have finally been released, the people who unfortunately lost their lives because of this freak storm that happened. It was, I guess, sunny, and then 45 minutes later, all of a sudden, there were 40 to 45 mile an hour winds, 8-foot waves, and they, you know, were experienced. One of the guys who died is a DoorDash executive, and he split his time between the Bay Area and Tahoe. So it's not like they were just tourists who didn't know what they were doing. They were out on the lake often. And so him and his wife wasn't on the boat, thankfully, but him and his parents were. They had an uncle, and then they had some friends that they were all visiting. So there were a group of 8 of them. Now their names have been released. There were like some conflicting, it's like, oh, there's 6 people and 2 missing. We think they might be okay. And then unfortunately, they were able to find the rest of them. But his wife is issuing a statement, obviously saying that she's devastated, and they have a 7-month-old daughter. But what's crazy is that my mom, like, that's where we're going for 4th of July. My mom sent me this over the weekend and was like, be careful in Tahoe. And well, I was like, this is what moms do best. They send devastating information that's going to freak you out.
Yep.
And they do it to say, hey, I love you. I just want you to be safe. But it's just so, I mean, they've said this has never happened. This has just never happened in Tahoe to have a freak storm like this out of nowhere. I've never heard winds like this or a change happening so quickly in a place that has pretty consistent weather conditions.
It's so funny because I'm supposed to go to Mexico next week because I stand in solidarity with all of our Southern California friends.
You got any more tacos?
And my mom sent me an article yesterday that said the first hurricane of the season has started.
How do moms do it?
And I'm like, what are you trying to do? Like, what do you want me to not go now?
It's because like they're a hurricane thinking, churning? My kid is going to this location.
Let's
Let me look
it.
Up that location and see what devastating things have happened so I can share them with
That's
my child.
That's why, Omar,
child.
You know how your mom doesn't, you don't really have a relationship with your mom? You should
That's
consider
true.
Yourself lucky because she's never sending you little tidbits
she's
to
like,
ruin
hope
your
you
fun.
Die in Tahoe.
Yeah, she's never sending you that stuff.
I will treasure that no love that I have.
As you should.
If you do go on vacation, there is a trend this summer of not going with anybody. So the single vacation and not going to like a beach or resort like what you're doing, Klein. People are going on retreats and, you know, they're going to wellness retreats, silent retreats. Some people are going on book retreats where they just read the entire time.
Oh, my thing's wellness.
It is?
Yeah, I didn't pick it. It's my wife picked it. It's like I didn't realize it either. I saw the menu of one of the restaurants. It's not good food.
Really?
I don't know. It's
raw food diets and stuff to cleanse?
I thought I was reading like a soap menu of like, so I was like, oh, this place has its own soap menu. That must be fancy. And it's food. It's all food.
What?
And I was like, you're going to like one of these like White Lotus type places?
Are they going to take your phone? You're going to be so miserable.
She picked it, and
it's a wellness thing. And I looked at it, and I'm telling you right now, I'll bring out the menu tomorrow. There's not one thing on the menu that I've ever eaten before that I would even know what it is.
Dude, like, not like, even like, hey, we raise our cattle.
No, it's the cattle. No such thing.
Cattle, ugh, get out of here.
Oh, you're going to have to leave that resort, dude.
It's like, I'm going to bring, you know what I'm doing? I'm smuggling food into Mexico, which they try to shut down when you do that because they don't want you to, you have to declare you're bringing food in. I'm going to sneak a rotisserie
chicken.
Steak
in your butt.
From Costco. I'll put steak in my butt.
Right in.
I'm gonna bring in. You know what I'm gonna do?
Smuggling a rotisserie chicken in my butt.
I'm gonna do Johnny's bit. Stealing Johnny's bit.
Sneaking rotisserie chicken into Mexico.
You think it's a big deal to do it at an AMC in Burbank? Wait till you see me do it into Mexico.
Rectally.
That's gonna be viral. Anyway, we'll get into a brand new hour of the show after this. It will be the greatest hour of your life. Hopefully, that's next on K-Rock.